I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than 7.5 million people are on the run after 9 months of war in Sudan. Fighting has now reached the country's breadbasket, which also serves as a hub for relief efforts. United Nations Undersecretary Martin Griffiths says 25 million people will need help surviving this year. Heavy rains and widespread conflict make it impossible for aid trucks to reach those in need. Meanwhile, genocide continues unchecked. John is a gospel worker focused on Sudan.
Trauma is now built to volcanic levels inside Sudan. We have teams from different language groups that are working among their people and trauma healing. There is an openness to the gospel at a level that has not been seen before.
Praise Sudanese will find hope in the Lord as they understand His word in their languages. And our next story sounds like the plot of an action movie. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford says the stakes are high.
People's lives will be hanging in the balance because of their belief in wanting to get the word to northern China.
Communist rules are strictly enforced in northern China, so Bibles are hard to come by.
Communist China is worried about what the word of God can do, will do, and is doing.
Here's where the action movie plot and your help come into play.
We have 15 people coming from the north who have good social scores to be able to travel, willing to risk their life to smuggle these Bibles back to northern China to give the word of God to people who are in desperate need of it.
Pray for this mission to be successful.
That they would literally be invisible to the police, to those that might be checking.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.